This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Oh, glory, glory.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground. The camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory.
And welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know this voice already. It's Levan Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I don't have a clue what y'all doing at 11 o'clock, but I imagine that whatever y'all were doing, I am about to interrupt it. You can't imagine some of the things that you will learn the longer you live, right? Like the longer you live, because you pay for experience with time, you don't get to be very experienced and very youthful, right? And while you're very youthful, you somehow assume that you know so many things. And then you run into people and you realize that you knew a whole lot of a little, right? And the more you live, the whole lot more of a more you will come to know. Hopefully that makes some sense. I don't know. I don't know if that's linguistically correct. And so in a world where politics largely runs the order of the day around, yeah, and in a world where there are AFADEB conventions happening. And let me say to Shannon Cartwright, you see, I tell you, I's a prophet. I want to tell you something. See, they like to pretend like I didn't see it, right? But before the election of 2017, I said to Shannon Cartwright, when I met him at Place X, a place that I will allow to remain nameless, I said to him, I said, young man, listen to me, prepare yourself to become deputy leader of the Free National Movement. I said it to him. And I can tell you what he was wearing. He was wearing a black warm-up jogging suit with a black hat. Yeah? I tell you, listen to me. As sure as Betty Hinn be a prophet, as the thing is proclaimed, it has now become so, right? He is on his way to becoming, and I don't imagine anybody's going to beat him. He's going to be the next deputy leader of the Free National Movement. But I said it to him, right? I said it to him about 8 weeks before the last general election. I said, do not be surprised. Is if after the next general election, you turn around and now your party needs you to be deputy leader, right? Of course, I had somebody else in my mind for leader, but that aside, so said, so done. So if you want to throw some offering, Mr. Cartwright, please feel free to send it to the Greater Bedside Baptist Missionary Episcopal Pentecostal Church of God, right? Where I happen to be the pastor, the deacon, and the treasurer. And and so I can collect the offering, count the offering, and pray for the offering, all without any help from anybody, right? But it's February, right? And I don't know how the planet decided that February would be Black History Month, but it will also be the month of love. And we live in a very Christian nation where somehow we like to downplay the end result or the culmination of love and how it is realized in its most tangible form. And I always say to Christians that tell me that I'm too sexual, right? If I'm too sexual, then please tell me where do all these little Christians continue to keep coming from, right? I don't imagine that the Immaculate Conception is taking place over and over and over and over and over and over again. That said, that must mean that you all are doing exactly as you have been commanded by the Bible, and that is being fruitful and multiplying. And for those of you that don't have no bad, you all are obviously borrowing a bad, because plenty of y'all claim to have no bad, but y'all have lil man. And lil man have to come out of big man. And I don't understand how y'all pulling it off, but tell you what, right? I'm here to help you all because I understand that some of you all need a little bit of assistance and you need a little bit of guidance. And somehow, your moistness ain't as moist as it used to be when you was 19. I got something here today for that. Sometimes you want to feel a little something extra down in your soul. That. And we have everything you need more. We're your one-stop stop in store. Have you ever heard anything of a passion party? You have to go Google it. I didn't even know these things existed. But, you know, as I age as a man, I'm finding out these things. And so whether you are Sister Shirley May, missionary board leader in, you know, Greater Mount Tiscanew Baptist Church, we got something here for you. Or whether you are Shaquisha Jenkins Johnson, who somehow in all of your Christendom never had a bad, but you got at least two or three little bad. I have a friend of mine, he has a running joke. He says they all have the same story, you know. They got saved when they was 9 and received the baptism of the Holy Spirit when they was 12. Well, explain to me where all these little Christians you got keep coming from, right? So just in case you need to borrow a bad, here's my song for you this morning, and then I introduce my guest. And so, you know, Valentine is coming. I hope you all got one boyfriend. And I hope you're not sitting at home all lonely. Your mates are getting flowers. What are you doing? Are you sitting at home lonely? About a month ago, I saw your picture. Yeah. And so just in case you're lonely, or everybody's, or if you're with somebody and they ain't lonely, I still got something here for you. Brother Vick is in the studio with me. And we talking about passion parties, y'all. I've never heard about this thing. It is a new thing to me. Maybe I'm very Church of God, and that's why I don't know about this kind of stuff. Who knows? But they obviously been doing this for a little while, and I don't understand. How come no one tell me? So, Brother Vick, good morning. How are you?
I'm I'm great. Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Hold on. Let's work on this mic. Let's try it again.
Hello?
Is it there yet? All right. I believe we almost got it. Stay with us. I got things to give away. Listen to me. It's Thursday. Y'all know I've been giving away things every Wednesday and Thursday. Don't play crazy. Stay close to the radio because I got things. And they colorful. Some of them just move. I don't know what's happening there. All right, so let's try the mic again. Good morning.
Good morning.
Perfect. Passion parties. Could you please explain to me in words that I comprehend, what is a passion party and where does the concept of passion parties come from?
Okay, the way I can explain it, remember back in the day when mm-hmm. mom used to have the Tupperware party?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just a Tupperware party, mm-hmm. but with passion, not using Tupperware.
It's a Tupperware. Oh, yeah, and but they're all Rubbermaid. They're all Rubbermaid. Haha. You see what I did there?
Rubbermaid and battery.
Yeah.
Battery.
So this is like fun Tupperware.
Fun Tupperware.
It's like Tupperware for people who ain't the Grammys. Mm. You know, like when your Grammy get a new bowl with the lid? Mm-hmm. That she is being all her glory. Yes. She's like, yeah, I got the bowl with the lid. Well, I got some Tupperware here for you this morning. These ain't got no lid. But I'll tell you what, this is quite exciting to talk about. So we live in a very interesting society, and I have to say that a lot of people are just warming up to the notion that, you know, that sexuality is something that exists in our society. Right. Believe it or not, even though, like I say, the hospital is full of children being born every day, somehow Bahamians contend that, nope, sexuality isn't something that is big in our society. Promiscuity isn't something that is big in our society. Bahamians are just not a sexual nation. How exactly does one... passion parties. How does a concept like that even come about in this kind of society?
Well, I mean, to use a phrase that's not really popular, mm-hmm. it's, you know, it's really on the down low.
Okay.
females with online, digital, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. social media, mm-hmm. you start to promote certain items, and as you get persons involved, you get their WhatsApp number,
mm-hmm.
and then you send a blast.
Mm-hmm.
And those who are interested in the products mm-hmm. will then respond.
Mm-hmm.
So what I tend to do, I do a lot of entertainment with my WhatsApp stuff.
Okay.
So when I'm ready to promote items, those who want to come will come.
Mm-hmm.
So like right now, the talk is women want roses, but they ain't talking about flowers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like the number one sex toy going out today.
They want roses, but damn in flowers.
Damn in flowers.
So when she said, you never send me flowers, don't call the floral people.
No. If she said, you never send me flowers, mm-hmm. then send her flowers. Because mm-hmm. she identified flowers.
Mm-hmm.
If she said, you never got me a rose.
Yeah. Then you know who to call.
Then you know what time to call.
Okay.
Who to look up.
Okay, no problem. Okay, so... It is a down low culture, like you've said, right? Is it like the new? You remember back in the day when the little old woman that probably was a missionary in the Baptist church had the little store on her shop, store on her house, and she would like sell the tidy day out of the store, and like people would kind of come like Nicodemus in the night to try and buy it, because nobody wanted to know that they was actually buying liquor out of the house, and she never really wanted nobody to know that she was selling liquor out of the house.
There's always the back room.
Is it like that kind of concept?
It's the back room, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, they have a regular front,
mm-hmm.
and then those who know what them are saying,
mm-hmm.
I come to go in the back room.
Okay, so passion parties. How new of an idea is it?
Well, passion parties being done all over the place in the United States and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
In the Bahamas, see, firstly, you got to make sure you're connected with adult stores.
Okay.
Since the pandemic, a lot of persons have now gone online and do a lot of things online.
Mm-hmm.
So where there's no brick and mortar adult stores, mm-hmm. there's a lot of online people selling lingerie,
mm-hmm.
Sex toys, etc.
Oh, so that's popular.
So, in a way, I'm trying to really bring it and make it popular,
mm-hmm.
but quietly. So the groups I would approach is the women's group, you know, mm-hmm. who have a ladies' night out. So then you contact me.
Yeah.
And I bring all the trimmings. And mm-hmm. I mean all the trimmings.
Now, you know something, you are buying right into a concept that I have, right? I believe that these women is a bunch of liquor drinking women, right? Because I always tell people, I always chuckle when I hear my female friends say, oh, I sat down last night, I was reading a book, I drank a bottle of wine. right? And I think to myself, you know, it's not normal to sit down and drink a whole bottle of wine by yourself doing absolutely nothing. Like, that is actually alcoholism, right? But I then say they've made it so sophisticated, right? That if you drink the entire bottle while reading a book, somehow that kind of cancels out the fact that you just drank a whole bottle of wine, right? And I don't know, I've been on to these women a little while, because now you're saying that they have a new secret woman body too, where they just come and buy all kind of paraphernalia. And now I won't get invited to some of these woman party, because usually I just fan them off, right? Like, I don't want to go nowhere. I don't ever want to go nowhere. I want to go in the ghetto. That's where I like to go every day of my life. Don't invite me to nothing. If I have the iron, I'm not interested, right? But now that you're telling me they just have these little trinkets that they get on, I need to go to more of these because I need to see what's happening.
But so you have to be invited by somebody who's been invited.
That's what I'm trying to say.
It's not going to come into your face. They got to first find out you're cool, you're down, and you're open-minded.
Yeah.
Because when you come to a passion party, one, a lot of things are explained,
mm-hmm.
how to use it properly, mm-hmm. stuff are demonstrated,
mm-hmm.
and then there's the entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Male and female.
And I see you drop something on the table just now to shake my whole table. I don't really know what's going on. That's a lot. That's like we can nickname that one the kicker, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So y'all please continue to pay attention to this show. I'm giving away free things today. These ain't the kind of things. These ain't your regular Rubbermaid. These the Tupperware for people that really like Tupperware. All right. Okay. So passion parties. How did you get into it? Like you know. Everybody always tries to go into businesses that they believe will thrive, right? You're telling me that your business is one where really and truly there isn't conventional marketing around it, because you're saying, you know, we live in a society where it's mildly taboo, so you have to be able to have a personal contact with people. Even your parties, right, isn't something that you could blast on a flyer anywhere, because, you know, I imagine that my good friends over there at the Christian Council will come and wet the whole place up with holy water, like they ain't having little Christians. How does one venture down this pathway towards getting into passion parties and businesses that cater specifically to sex and sexual desire?
Well, mind you, I may have to correct you there. I do blast the passion parties,
mm-hmm.
but it's still private invite.
Okay.
So, again, I put a blast out and you look at it and go move on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The persons who know about it or curious on evidence say, so what's a passion party?
Mm-hmm.
And then I can proceed to then explain what's going on. And I would say, all right, let me show you. Like I said again, too, if you remember the days of Tupperware,
mm-hmm.
I'll approach you. I'll say, Levant, you have about, can you get together 20 to 30 ladies?
Mm-hmm.
And you say, yeah, man. Well, you get them in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Me and you would host the party.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bring the refreshments.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bring the products and mm-hmm. the entertainment and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And after it's all over and people buy and stuff, you even make money from it, because you mm-hmm. get a percentage of what was bought.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like Tupperware and all
but
that
then
stuff.
I'm a businessman, right? So I want to let you know that, as I sit here, my business acumen is kicking in, and I want to let people know that solely for the purpose of economics, I am considering. Go on, continue.
All right. And the key thing too is you can't have it too large.
Okay.
So you want
to,
you
it
know.
It needs to be intimate,
yeah.
Yeah.
Max sometimes be 30. You know, and as you do, like I say, you invite the folks, they come in. I send you online.
Mm-hmm.
So different small clips will tell you how to coordinate a passion party or organize a passion party. But see, the foundation is you got to have access to the products.
Mm.
So anybody can go on and say, oh, I can do a passion, and then, okay.
And
so,
you get then all they have is a skipping rope.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or even if you're talking about the product, then what it benefits you. You want to be able to make money from what you're doing.
Right, so it's a see, touch, and feel kind of industry.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And so what I've done is I'm like a commission agent.
Okay.
Like I said, I watch I go into different groups. I watch Facebook and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody's promoting something sexual and stuff, I'll connect them. I say, listen, I'm Pleasurable Delight. I have a website. Let me put your product on it. When persons contact me, I'll tell them what they need to do. I got all the wallets. I got a credit card facility and all that. They pay me. I come and buy it from you and deliver it to them. So that the person who I buy it from, even in the picture, you
sure.
don't even see it.
Sure, sure, sure.
But the persons get their stuff. And my stuff are discreetly delivered.
Oh, yeah. I was about to ask about discreet packaging.
Seal.
Mm-hmm.
So like Lomi, I said to folks now, if you go in your car and you meet your stuff on the ground, somebody tear the bag open.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they can't tell you about, oh, this drop out.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Properly sealed.
So you have discreet packaging.
Yeah. He also shipped to the Family Islands and all that good stuff too. Mm-hmm. And we've been doing a lot of shipping to the Family Islands.
Well, I want to tell you all this, right? In case you all haven't heard, Aaron has been singing about it all along. Falala. It's our anniversary week, apparently. I hadn't even kept count, right? Like, I just love talking to you all so much that I wouldn't do it forever for free, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's why I didn't keep count, right? And what, you know, the spirit just works in me so well. All along this couple of weeks, if you notice, I've been giving away things. And who gives away things on their birthday? That's why I'm here, giving you all things. I just giving you all kind of things so that y'all could remember when my anniversary was. So next year, we'll see what happens as well, all right? So tell me again, right? Let's just say I am somebody that owns venues, right? And I say to myself, I want to be able to host passion parties, but I don't necessarily have all of the accoutrements. What do I do?
You contact me.
I contact you.
Pleasurable Delights, Victor Rollins.
All right, let's we coordinate. How do I go about contacting you?
Well, again, I will give out my numbers, my WhatsApp numbers. I'll give my the web's page, which is www.pleasurabledelights.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then you will then say, I'm interested in doing a passion parties. Now, the thing is, once it start to kick in, dates get tight,
and
that stuff. And then we'll meet.
Sure.
And we'll say, I'll say, well, how many people you're looking at to invite and stuff? But he's fun persons because you even play games. Like I say, you have entertainment, you see demonstration, all that stuff, and refreshments and all that. You know, I want to say, digress a moment. You mentioned the lady sitting, reading the book, drinking a bottle of wine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like you said, that's just a cute way of saying I'm reading a book. And maybe she is.
Mm-hmm.
But after that wine kicks in, she then gets up and she takes her rose into the shower with her. Or maybe not even to the shower.
Mm-hmm. So it's waterproof.
It's waterproof.
Well, bless the wonderful name of Jesus. Okay, go on. I'm with you.
Or whatever the stuff be the bullet, you know.
Uh-huh.
Would you say you call it friend, yeah?
The kicker.
The kicker.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the kicker comes in various sizes from small 4 inches to 18 inches.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
All right.
Give us your phone contacts. Let's because these people go crazy. Give me the phone contacts so that we could see if we could get these people locked in.
Excuse me. 827.
827.
4462.
4462.
804-804-9368. And it's info@pleasurabledelight.com for the email.
That's the email.
Yeah.
info@pleasurabledelight.com. .com. All right. So, good. Now, we got good information. I think it's soon time for us to go to a break, but we're getting right now. Hold on. So, you're trying to tell me that you got everything they need and some of the things they didn't know they need until they call you. That's what you sound like you got going on there.
Yeah. I'll say to folks, if you don't see what you're looking for on our site,
mm-hmm.
let me know. Because again, too, like I said, I'm a commission agent.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working along with certain sex stores that are, listen to this, are in the country, but people don't even know they're in the country.
Is it like how people headhunt? So you know like how whenever a company is looking for, let's just say, a decent accountant, they don't want to put an ad out, so they send like a headhunter out to say, I'm looking for an accountant with this kind of skill.
Right.
So are you like a headhunter of like toys? Like, do you say, hey, you know, I'm looking for a thing that has a buzz, but like not a buzz, and is round, but like not really round, and like kind of ovular, but like not really ovular. And it could be pink, but it doesn't really have to be pink. And then they call you, and then you go and go look for this thing.
No, what I would suggest is they go online, mm-hmm. they go to Amazon or whatever, screenshot a picture of that what they want.
Right.
See, what I've learned about behemoths, they're instant gratification people. They want things quickly. So mm-hmm. you say, if you go and go like, okay, I can get the rose, be until next Friday. Trust me, man, you call them next Friday. They didn't get it from somewhere else.
Okay. Because
they're going to find it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what I tend to do is I move around and I see, again, as people promote or I find out so-and-so selling, I take a list of what they have,
mm-hmm.
I look at. And when persons would say, oh, but I'm looking for a blow-up doll. Okay, I think I know who has a blow-up doll.
Like, do they come in heights? Like, do you have like a, could you specify your blow-up doll? I want to know how serious this could get. Cause, so can I get something like maybe 5'4", shape about 100 and...
Send me a pic.
Okay.
I'll then be able to let you know what the price will be delivered. and that stuff like that. So like I say, I work closely with sex stores, undercover sex stores, and then there's a few that are public. I look at what they have, and I get their price. Of course, I put my commission on, and they say, for me to bring this to you, it'll cost X, Y dollars.
Sure.
And they say, bring it on down.
How buzzing is the business, though? Like, how, like if you, when you consider the fact, again, that we live in such a conservative country, right? When you consider the fact that, you know, Bahamians, we ain't really, you know, we don't like we like liquor, but we don't like to talk about our liquor drinking. We obviously like sex. We just don't like to talk about our sex. A lot of people are also from the school are taught that sexuality is something that we have been taught not to kind of explore and or consider.
Or not taught at all.
Right. How realistic is it that this, or that pamper parties and sex toy purchases, that it's something that people are actually going to get into or take up as a hobby of some sort, right? Because it's like people that golf. People that golf, they go to their golf retreats every single year. They don't miss them. They're in March. They care. They put on their little jackets, and they don't care what else happening in the world. They go into their golf retreat. Is pamper parties like the equivalent to the, you know, weekend golf retreat?
No, because sadly there's a stigma to the sex, like you say. Mm-hmm. So you can't. Like golf, like, hey, I got to play golf. You can talk about it.
Right.
But when you start to talk about your toy, you could whisper by the coffee machine or stuff, or the water machine, and saying, you know, yeah, I got this gift the other day, man. Look at this thing. Oh, my God. Girl, I came four times. You whisper it.
Yeah.
You see? So, but then, because even for me in the business, I can't really get proper financing from a financial institution, because they want to know, where's the data? Where's the research? And I go like, okay, so I got about 50 women to say, oh yeah, I buy toys from him.
Yeah.
So I have to then build my
stuff. Yeah, you have to build a
clientele. I have the billing and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's out there. Mm-hmm. People just need to know.
Mm.
I'm telling you, the minute folks get to see what I do and all their friends send the app, I get calls like crazy.
Mm.
So it's a big item. Well, of course, you know, sex is a $1 billion industry on the whole. Right?
I think only second to cosmetics. We've making money.
All right. So it's once people know, then it's done. So the key would be letting them know.
Here's a question.
Make them aware.
Here's a question from a texter. Are your passion parties, or do you sell all of the products at your passion parties? And is there dancing?
It can be. Remember now, like I say, let's say she asks me to host.
Mm-hmm.
She could say how she wants it to go.
Okay.
I want a DJ. I want, after that and look at the stuff and everything else, then we party for an hour or so and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's what you want to do, the passion party. Remember now, the job is you're trying to get the people into place.
Mm-hmm.
And you could want, first I say, make sure I get people who got money and gonna spend money.
Right.
Don't bring no broke folks to the passion party, because it's just a waste of time.
You ain't one of the kind of people like the fella that comes to your party in the regular club that buys one bottle of Guinness and stands at the back in the dark. You don't want that kind of people. You want people who come with some disposable cash.
They come in to see, because they always wanted to get so and so, but they don't want to go into the store. I tend to, like I say to people, I be the buffer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want this stuff, you let me get it. You know, sometimes when I have to bring stuff in, I say to myself, I can imagine customs going like, oh my God, what is this guy into?
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? I ain't never scared.
Yeah.
I've been bold from the days of Slick Vic.
Yeah. So let me ask you this other question from a text writer here. Somebody says, why are sex stores so discreet? If they aren't illegal, then why do they make them so discreet? Why can't people know that they exist?
Because people won't go into them, because they don't want no one to see them going into it. Remember, we're back to the thing that we really into sex.
Yeah, that's like the Teddy Day.
You see? So it ain't the sex stores or the people that they want to let you know, because it's a business.
Yeah.
But the people, if too much people are going, some anger in there, because, you know, like I used to there make sometimes too with people looking at product, I gotta make appointments, because I gotta make sure nobody run into so-and-so getting certain things.
Yeah, so let me explain a few text writers. This is like back in the day when Sister Beulah Mae Johnson, right? Prayer band leader of the Greater Mount Zion Missionary Episcopal Baptist Church would sell the liquor out of her fridge at home with the lock on it, so the grandchildren don't go in there. No one could know. So you come to Miss Beulah's house, and Miss Beulah said, then you come and bring your bag, right? And when you come, she take the Bacardi, put it in your bag, wrap up your little brown paper bag. You take your brown paper bag and you check that in your handbag. And you say, well, anyhow, Sister Johnson, I can see you later. She said, God forever bless you, child. And you go to your car, and now nobody knows Sister Beulah May is selling the liquor out of our house, all right? I'm here with Brother Vic. He's in studio with me. We're talking about passion parties, believe this or not. But hey, Valentine's coming. So if you ain't got no boyfriend, I got a little help for you. We're going to the break. Don't move. I'm leaving Miller. We've got more show planned.
Grand Bahama, it's time to read all about it once again. As the Nassau Guardian starts a weekly Grand Bahama news supplement each and every Tuesday starting February 8th. Learn more about advertising opportunities in the Grand Bahama news supplement by calling Barefoot Marketing at 727-9515 or 827-4578. Grand Bahama, make sure you get your Nassau Guardian daily and grab your Grand Bahama News Supplement each Tuesday to keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news.
The Water and Sewage Corporation advises the public, its customers, and residents of Taylor Street, Nassau Village, that the corporation will commence improvement work on January 31st, 2022 for a period of 10 weeks. During this period, there may be interruption in water supply, road closures, and detours around the work area. Where possible, motorists are asked to avoid the area between the hours of 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. daily. The corporation apologizes for any inconvenience caused and appreciates your patience as they work to improve their level of service.
Hey, did you find the show interesting? Do you want to be a part of the conversation? Well, sponsor Unleashed today. Call 302-2304 or 302-2375 to see which package is right for you. Join Lavon Miller as he ignites the passion of the next generation by bridging the gap with engaging conversations and innovative ideas. Take action and sponsor Unleashed today at 302-2304 or 302-2375 and be unleashed.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back. Thank you for staying with me, right? We're having this little conversation off air, right? Apparently, he having passion party. I don't know. I may see if I get a secret invitation, and we'll see what happens, you know? I mean, just so I could go there and make sure that everything looks in decency and in order, because, you know, I'm a man very, very, very much inclined towards decency and order, and I like to make sure that all of the parameters and rules are being kept. So I want to read the handbook on how to marshal a passion party, and then I want to go there and enforce the rules as they are suggested in the handbook. That's the role I intend to play when I go there. And that's going to be when?
On Sunday, February the 13th.
On Sunday, February the 13th.
Because we want to give people ideas to create their own baskets and stuff so they could buy their...
Okay. Now, you were explaining to me that there are various roles and things that happen at a passion party. Walk me through that a little bit.
Once we get everyone settled down and they then had their little hors d'oeuvres and, you know, a glass of wine and stuff, we then go through explaining, like, they go like, I've always heard about a cock ring, but why does it work? Mm-hmm. Well, it's, to me, it's the natural Viagra Cialis, because what it does is it keeps the blood within the
blood retention
the thing, and mm-hmm. even because most of the time when most meals are through, they get weak and they can't do it. But this keeps it going on and on and on. And as you notice, I have a 3-pack, so in case the sizing might not be right.
Okay.
So all of that we explain. And then we have the what we call the bullet that assists and makes the lady feel great. Check this out.
Y'all hear that?
So imagine that against the...
Y'all hear that? That sounds like something you take some man off the wall with. What is this?
You know, then we have what we call the, you know, the mini bullet.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, I call it the bullet to go.
Right.
So, you know, the boss just scream at you and you're ready to cut.
It's like instant coffee. You know, just take it with you.
Let me just go in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And compose myself.
Yeah. So. And you say that this isn't for only for singles. Like, this is... Like, you could have...
Married couples. You spice up your relationship. I think, you know, three things that wrecks a relationship. Communication, sex, and money.
Mm-hmm.
I think communication is the number one because you could discuss the sex and the money part. But you got to be able to say what turns you on, what I want to do. And everyone have a freaky
side. Without the money,
side.
We don't have nothing to talk about. So I think it's the money. Let's line up this money.
Well, we'll deal with that another day.
Yeah, okay. And if we have enough of this sex, then I got to talk to you at some point, right? That's the kind of how I feel about it.
Because a lot of times when I speak with married couples and stuff, and we talk about the oral stuff and everything else, we're like, well, I don't, it's, you know, it won't taste good. So you have flavored condoms, vanilla, strawberry, banana, peanut, well, I kind of get a little carried away. I try not to sell the bubblegum part because I don't want anybody to start chewing.
Yeah.
But it then covers and then protects from whatever fluid might be come out. And then one of my best-selling condoms, because I do condomized lection stuff.
Okay.
It's the glow-in-the-dark condom.
The glow, in case you can't find it.
Well, no. In case PPL cuts off.
I thought you were going to say, you know, sometimes you can't find where you rest it, so you put the glow-in-the-dark condom on it.
So I tell them, you know, hey, PPL cut off the hip, all the bibs.
All right.
Let's light it up a bit.
All right. Okay, so listen, my phone lines are open. You know my number already. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. I'm going to say it again because y'all are going to say I said that too fast. My numbers, they are 323-625-4316-325-4259. You can call me Here Are the Questions. The question is, what is the email address for, or to get in contact with, to get into contact with my guest? What is his email address? Second question, should I ask for two of the phone numbers? Yeah, give me the two phone numbers that are his. And also, the next question is, give me the website for my guest. And the last question, right? When is the date of the passion party? Let's open the phone lines, Ali. Good morning, caller. You're on. Is the call there? Let's take it. Good morning, caller. You're on. I don't hear anything. Let's take another one. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Hello?
Hey, caller.
You can hear me now?
I could hear you crystal clear.
Okay. Hold on.
Turn your radio down for me.
I turn it down.
Okay.
I can give you the number, the date, and the email.
Give me the number, please.
Okay, 827.
827.
4462.
4462.
Or?
804. 804. 9368. No, don't answer all my questions. What's wrong with you?
I want you to give me three free things.
Tell you what, you hold the line. I can make sure my producer takes your name and your number. I think I'm gonna give her the
I want the rose.
I wanna tell how you get my business, miss. You hold the line for my producer. I don't wanna tell everybody what I can give you all, because he's discreet, right? I'll talk to Brother Vic, he'll know exactly what I give away. Let's take another phone call. Good morning, caller, you're on. Caller, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. So the questions that I have left is what is his email address? What is the name of the website, or what is the date of his passion party?
Okay,
can you answer any one of the three of those?
Sunday, February 13th.
Sunday, February 13th. What time?
I don't remember the time.
He ain't never say no time. You wasn't say. He ain't never say no time.
It's not the time. It's not now.
Okay, let me make sure he said it. What time is going
to
be?
It's from 1 to 6, because it's also like a trade show. We'll be having other sex toys. Businesses.
Okay, stop. Okay, now, caller.
Next question.
No, for a chance to win. When is the passion party?
Say that again?
When is the passion party?
It's on Sunday, February 13th,
from 1 to 6 p.m.
Well, there you have it. You hold the line. My producer will take your Thank name you. And your number. And I'm going to tell the people what you went on air. All right?
Okay. That's all right. I can be surprised.
Okay, good. Let's take another phone call. 323-623-2254-316-325-4255. Those are my numbers. Caller, you're on. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I am great.
That's wonderful. So now I have two questions left.
Yeah, I know the one.
Which one you know?
Info at pleasurabledelights.com. I know that one.
Info at you write that down, eh? Tell us, you write that down, eh?
Of course.
Oh, goodness. Info at pleasurabledelights.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hold the line. My producer's got to take your phone number, all right? I did him. Don't hike up. He coming. All right? So as you can see, it looked like the woman them are all very interested in these passion bodies. This is why I have to come to inspect. I've deemed myself an inspectorate of passion bodies. And so as a consequence, whenever these things happen, you have to invite me so that I could bring my expert ability to come there and ensure that they are being done. And you need this, right? You need this. It is like clearing a container ship. Not everybody could clear one. You have to call the inspector. Well, here I am. Send me, right? Let's read the text message. This is what just says, Mr. Biller, I'm howling on this road. I'm so happy. You know, the role of broadcast, if you remember, is to inform, to educate, and to entertain, right? So I'm very happy to have the opportunity to entertain you all. I got one more. The phone lines are lighting up. Let's go. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Y'all got all the people them number, right? Fantastic. Let's take another phone call. Good morning, caller. You're on. Caller, you there? Not there. Let's take another phone call. Good morning, caller. You're on. Caller, hello? Not there? 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Let's take another one. Good morning, caller. You're on. Is the call there? I see the phone lines lighting up. I don't know what's happening, though. Don't blame me. I ready to give away the man things. He come here to give away things. I happy to get him away. All I know is I know what's happening in the phone line. We taking calls? Let's take another one. Good morning, caller. You're on. Y'all calling me from your cell phone here. You got to hold the line. Let's take another one. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Morning.
Hi. How are you?
I'm okay. Can you
stop? I'm fantastically well. You ready to win some then?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. So, you ready to answer my... I have one last question. You ready to answer that?
I'm not sure if I have the answer, but I'll try.
Okay. What is the name of the website for my guest?
www.pleasurabledelights.com.
You know, you write that down, eh?
Definitely.
I know that. One thing, but you're all slick. Woman been outsmarting man from the garden, you know. We ain't win one on y'all yet. Yeah, you know, I often tell the story. Hold the line for me, caller. I often tell the story that Adam was doing such a good job. Adam survived in this garden with a lion, you know. The lion ain't eat him. The bear ain't eat him. The jaguar ain't eat him. Nobody eat Adam. Adam survived all this time. With the monkey them, Adam was there doing okay. Adam yawn one day, say, oh, I'm so sleepy. When he wake up, he lose his house. almost lose his mind because God is looking for him, and only to find out he lose his ribs too. And the only thing that show up after that was woman. I don't know. I feel like we get swing. That's just what I want to say. All right. So we got, let me see. That's four people. One, two, three. That's four. All right. Good. I got four. I got more things to give away on this table. What else I got to give away? How much more things I got?
Well, we got some for the guys. Etika boxes.
Okay, I got some Etika boxes.
All we have restraints.
Is that some restraints?
Handcuffs, yeah.
Perfect.
No fake police out there now.
Let's see if I can figure something out. What? Huh. How do you... Go ahead. You ask the question.
Now, we might not mention this, mm-hmm. but I'm sure some women out there know that. Remember I said, you know... Women want, when they want, they're asking for roses, mm-hmm. they're not looking for flowers, right? Mm-hmm. There's three types of rose. Okay, if anybody can at least give me two of the names, mm-hmm. they then win a rose. This is who can win the rose because they got to give me the out of, if they give out three, that's even great. But at least let you go.
And I'm telling you, like how my English teachers say, don't Google it. All right, let's take a phone call. Come on, Nicole, you're on.
You know they can do that.
Call it up. Text writer, yes, yes. Oral sex and condoms is counterproductive. I wanna say flesh and blood did not reveal that to you. Let's take another phone call. Good morning, Carly. You're on. And I only know these things because of my vast reading knowledge. You know, I spend as much time as I can just Googling every single thing. I Google every single thing possible that I suffer from insomnia. So when I can't sleep at nighttime, I just Google it, Google it, Google it. And this is how I know, text writer, that oral sex and condoms is an exercise in futility. And you ought not, you ought not fritter away good opportunities like that. Let's take the phone call. Good morning, Carly. You're on. No, y'all a woman, nothing, eh?
Hello.
Hi.
Y'all a woman, nothing,
eh? Turn your radio down for me.
Hi.
How are you? Hi.
Yes.
So, can you tell me how many types of roses are there?
What? Red rose, yellow rose?
I wasn't ready for that. I want to tell you that is absolutely not the right answer.
Listen. I was your first caller, and he accidentally hung me up.
Oh, my. You was my first caller?
All the other answers, and I need me something.
And we ain't give you a chance to answer nothing?
Well, give me another question.
Well, let's try trying to find one. Okay. So, my guest said that he has a special function, right? That if you have a difficulty finding something, what do you do?
You call him.
Mm-hmm. And what does he do?
You tell him what you want and he will deliver.
Oh, hallelujah. You hold the line. My producer will take your name and your number, okay? All right. So, Sunday. That's the Sunday coming?
No.
What is the day?
The following Sunday.
The following Sunday.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, what you want to do is you want to WhatsApp me and say, add me to the Pleasurable Delight group. Mm-hmm. I'm interested in attending the Passion Party. Because, again, it's by invite.
Mm-hmm.
And because of protocol, you know, only so many persons can
give them show. Numbers again.
We're doing it at a private estate, so we got a nice spacious yard. So, we're doing a good number of folks.
And I imagine COVID protocols will be firmly in place.
Firmly in place, even for the performers.
Okay.
All right. Every 2 hours, there's a show and demonstration. So, but then you get to walk around to the booths and stuff and speak with the vendors and all that stuff. And if you're a vendor and you sell stuff, contact me too. Hey, we got a lot of yard space.
Give them your numbers.
804-9368, 827-4462.
Mm-hmm. Right? Text right here says, tell me why when men can't get it up, you don't tell the lady you need some help. It's okay to need help. You know what? I perceive that this is a safe woman. I'm not sure, you know, but I just get that feeling that this woman is a woman that is committed to country. And she's committed to service and excellence in country. And we should bestow on her the highest order of the nation, quite possibly, and ensure that everybody understands her diligence towards the common, loftier goal. Let's take another text. Texas is Passion Party just before the Super Bowl. Yippee. I hadn't thought about that.
Well, here's what... why did it on the Super Bowl Sunday? Why is the guys are having fun with the Super Bowl, the ladies are having fun elsewhere. So all the ladies coming to me and all the guys going to the...
I hadn't thought about that.
That's Super Bowl Sunday.
That
yes,
is Super
it
Bowl
is.
Sunday.
So see, that's where the neighbors saying about me because well, all that screaming and the women carrying on by, they ain't calling the cops to say, there's a noise on the side of me disturbing me.
I hadn't thought about that. So, okay, give the people the date and time again and then give them your numbers one more time and then give them your website one more time.
All right, to join the Pleasurable Delight WhatsApp, we want to deal with 827-4462.
Mm-hmm.
Just add me to the WhatsApp.
That's the WhatsApp.
We promote and we do also nice, good entertainment on the status.
And then if you are a vendor and you're interested.
And if you're a vendor and interested, you want to call me at 804-9368.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. And then what is your website?
And the website is www.pleasurabledelight.com.
Mm-hmm.
The event is Sunday, February the 13th from 1 to 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. And believe me, well, if anybody knew me as Slick Vic, Brother Vic, and whenever I have functions, I make sure you have an experience.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing you ask when you're leaving is, when the next one?
Mm.
All right. But
and
then
for
also,
people that have inquiries and just want to email you, give them the email address again.
info@pleasurabledelight.com. And if you want to work and arrange a passion party for small friends, especially for showers, mm-hmm. Girls' night out, even if you have a club and bar and you're doing ladies' night, you can we can contact on everything. Mm-hmm. So, and then if you don't have a space to do it, I can also provide the space and all that stuff. We just work on the financial details.
All right. That sounds like a fun time. Super Bowl. Listen, I want to tell you this. I think I can with the Bengals, but I ain't gonna lie. I don't know. The Rams, though, they like wrestling in football gear. I ain't sure. I think I may go with the Bengals, though. We'll see what happens. Anyway, I appreciate you for coming, Brother Vic. That has been my time. You know me. I'm leaving Miller. I can call y'all with y'all free things, all right? This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the station for fresh news. It's Bar Talk. So don't move. They've got the news for you. That happens next.